listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me Daryl MacMullen. Daryl has driven successful new payment and commerce innovations for the past 15 years, including the launch and leadership of PayPal during his first 8 years in Canada. Mm-hmm. And he has worked closely with both as an advisor and investor, entrepreneur, with entrepreneurs, developers, and industry partners to accelerate the growth of new fintech payments and commerce experiences, and indeed that's what he's involved with to a great extent with Gold Money. Daryl, we're really pleased to have you with us again. Thanks for joining us today.
Jay, great to talk to you again. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well, and I want to hear that Gold Money is doing well too. So
we are. You know, it's been encouraging to see the progress. We're probably our own hardest critics internally, just to because we've got big aspirations for the company. But every month we continue to grow the business, and it seems like a lot of our customers continue to grow with us on an individual basis as well. So it's been great to see.
Where would you say your growth is most? Is it on the personal side or is it on the business side?
Yeah, so far it's been much more on the personal side, and that's where our focus has been as well. And I think whenever you're building out an ecosystem, you kind of, you know, the sides of supply and demand and whatnot. I think the obvious one for most people initially is how do we make a much easier and more efficient way for people to accumulate gold? And so for individuals, they're seeing all the kind of advancements that Gold Money has had over the last 18 months or so. And we've seen quite a bit of international growth and expansion because of that. We, you know, allow people to buy gold in many different local currencies. We've added the ability to link bank accounts. We've added different functionality like PayPal, Alipay, and China Union Pay for Asia, and a number of other different bank integrations around the world.
All right, so
I think the first step is people are seeing, hey, this is a great new way to be able to buy gold. Maybe I can't afford to buy, you know, a coin at a time, but I want to be able to get in the game. And so they're either buying $100 or a week or $100 a month, whatever the case is, and turning it into kind of like a savings account for themselves. And then over time, they're kind of building up their position.
And of course, the benefit there, long term at least, if not in the short run, is that gold retains its value, where if you're putting your money in a bank account that gets zero interest rates and you have fees and everything, you're losing your savings. You're losing your purchasing power, your wealth. And I know
ultimately, gold is money, right? It's so like cash or currency. You need to compare what gold does compared to what other currencies are doing. And exactly what you said, Jay, in order to preserve your purchasing power, you want to be in the strongest currency or at least have some exposure to it. So we are often, you know, forced by default to save in our local currency, whether that's U.S. dollars or euros or British pounds or Canadian dollars. If you look at the performance of gold against currencies, you think even just looking at the numbers right now, even just this year, I know gold's having a strong day today, but overall for this year, gold versus the U.S. dollar is about 9%. And against most other currencies, it's between 8 and 12%. So, mm-hmm. If I want to not put my money at risk, and I know often sometimes gold is viewed upon as an investment, but we really look at it as a savings vehicle for someone to be able to preserve their wealth. It just wasn't really able to be used as a currency historically. And so I think that was the genesis of the gold money technology is, it's not just about the ability to buy gold, it's then the ability to use gold whenever you want to. So being able to spend it as a payment to someone else very cost effectively, being able to use it at a point of sale if you're traveling. I know I recently just traveled down to Mexico, And I used my gold balance and my gold money MasterCard wherever I traveled. That vacation becomes a lot cheaper when you're using the currency or the gold that has a better purchasing power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm familiar with the gold money MasterCard. I have one. I've used it,
yeah.
And I must say it works quite well. So let's just explain to our listeners how they go about doing that. So you can go out and you can buy gold as very small amounts of gold. You buy it and you store it in an account, right? And then when you
if you think of what gold money offers as a company, right, is the company offers first gold savings accounts. Second, so you can be able to buy gold in any increment in just about any funding mechanism you want. So if you want to move from your bank account or credit card or PayPal, as I mentioned. But then if you need to send value to other people around the world, maybe you need to send money to friends and family abroad, being able to send your gold balance is a lot more cost-effective way of being able to transfer value than typical kind of money transfer type services. Or if you wanted to be able to just spend and use your gold yourself, you can use that through the gold money MasterCard. You get a physical MasterCard that acts like a prepaid debit card. So you can, you know, wherever you're doing your everyday spending offline or online, you can use your gold as a money value. Or if you're a merchant and you're a business and you want to be able to earn gold as a form of payment, there are a number of different payment tools that we've offered people as well so they can collect payment by anyone and receive gold as the payment value.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what you did when you went to Mexico. You used your prepaid MasterCard?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm here in Canada, and I could have used my Canadian dollar. Most of the transactions were in U.S. dollars when I was in Mexico. A 70-cent dollar, my purchasing power would have been a lot less. Instead, I used my gold balance and just used my gold wherever MasterCard was accepted, or even went to an ATM and able to pull out local currency. A lot more cost-effective than trying to convert my local dollars.
Right. So the way it works is you sell your gold from your savings account and you buy dollars or whatever currency it is and you put it into your prepaid MasterCard. Then you can start to use that. You lock
Correct.
In the price of gold that you get paid for at that point. Now you switched your gold back into currencies and ultimately you're spending your currencies after you put it into MasterCard.
Ultimately what you're doing for any individual is you're giving them a choice now. Every time I have a transaction, do I want to use my local currency? Does that have a better purchasing power, or do I want to use my gold? For many people, I think that's what they like. It's not about shifting everything one versus the other, but it's the fact that now you have this choice. I mean, gold has never lost the fundamentals from its value standpoint, but it just was inoperable in how we transact over the last 20, 30 years type of thing. It's not like you could easily liquidate your gold historically, but now you can. The wonders of our digital technology, you're able to kind of use it like a modern-day currency.
Right. Well, that takes care of that sort of the personal side of things. One of my listeners wrote, and he wanted to make sure that you were back on the show. He says, I have a request for you to have Daryl McMullen back on the show. He said he was on last November. I think that's when we had you on last. And he says, there's still plenty of mistrust amongst my colleagues regarding the process of saving money, using this process of saving money. Now, he wasn't specific about that, but I guess one of the things people wonder, how do we know the gold is safe? How do we know it's there? And another question a lot of people have is, how can I be sure that I'm reporting my gains or losses properly for the IRS or Revenue Canada or whoever you're subject to?
Both great questions. And, of course, a lot of people want to make sure that the gold is actually there. So one of the things, we heard that loud and clear, and one of the things that we added on the website, if you go to goldmoney.com, right on the homepage, there is a real-time ledger and a real-time audit of every transaction and every balance that exists on the Gold Money Network. And in fact, I don't know any other financial institution that publishes this this way at all. So there's something called a real-time audit right on the homepage. And you can see in real-time every transaction that happens on the site. People are actually transacting, and any transaction that settles and has a physical piece of metal allocated to it, is stamped on this ledger. So you're able to view exactly every vault location, the number of transactions that are happening, the most recent transactions that are happening. When you are buying gold on the platform, you have the choice as an individual on where you want to have your gold stored. So we have seven Brinks vault locations. We have Toronto, New York, Hong Kong, Singapore, London, Dubai, and Zurich. And we also turned on the Royal Canadian Mint as a partner late last year. It was, I think, after we talked last in Ottawa. And so that's another vault location. And we're starting to work with a number of other different mints and other vaulting operators around the world, so people have choices on where they actually want to have their gold stored. But every transaction that happens on the platform is backed by a 4.9 LBMA COMEX standard physical piece of metal and a serialized bar of gold. The everything is audited, of course, by KPMG, and everything is insured by the vaulting location as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about fees, Daryl. What do you charge if I want to go out and buy some gold? What sort of a fee am I going to pay for that? And what am I going to pay for storage? I believe there's no storage cost up to a certain limit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a great question. So But before we go into that, I think there was another question you had there. One was about how can I know the gold is there, so we have the real time.
Oh, yeah. The other one was how do I keep track of the accounting? Because I know that, correct, you know, I've talked to my accountant about using this, because we could have my subscribers, for example, could pay me in gold, and if they had a gold account. But my accountant is very concerned about the accounting aspects, the complexity of accounting, and also reporting to the IRS. And that was the issue.
And that we've kind of taken care of all of that for you. So every month we do produce automatic statements for you on your account. So when you log into your account, there's an option on the left side that says statements, and every single month you get a statement, and you also get an annual statement. So for your accountant, if they want to look at a monthly level or at an annual level, you have statements that are available to you all the time online. So in a web format, you can have it emailed to you. You can have it in a PDF format. They're very straightforward. It shows every single purchase of gold you made on the platform and every redemption and the rates and differences that are in there. So from an accounting standpoint, we've kind of solved all the headaches for anyone trying to track their gold, where you simply just need to download your statement, hand that over to the accountant, and it's pretty straightforward.
So you can now, in the United States as well as around the world, I understand that one gold money account, savings account, you can transfer money to another gold money person account in some other country in someone else's name, right?
Correct. That was something that we turned on in the U.S. in the fall as well. So historically we had limitations on, from a payments capabilities, what could be done in the U.S., but we've since been able to turn on that capability for the U.S. as well. So if you're someone in California and you have family abroad and you want to be able to send them the value of your gold as either a gift or money owing, you can do that very simply just by indicating through the recipient's email address or phone number, and you can transfer the amount of gold based on whatever currency value you want. So you can say, I want to send $100 U.S. of my gold to my mother in Italy, and she will receive the equivalent of $100 worth of gold in her gold money account. She can then sell that gold for euros. She can hold on to the gold. She can send it to someone else, whatever her choice would like to be.
Mm-hmm. Is there a fee for that?
So there's no fee for transferring gold between two parties. When you talk about fees in terms of buying gold or storing gold, which has often been some of the burden and friction to be able to get access to gold. So we've made it very, very simple for users. So you get up to a kilo, basically, of free storage. So a kilo is roughly about $35,000, $36,000. So you can have a balance up to that amount for free. Anything above that, there is a small storage fee, but it's very, very small. It's a few different basis points. And we have a number of different wealth account options for people as well. So we have a number of people that would like to not only have gold, but they'd like to have silver. They also may want to maintain cash balances through our wealth product as well. So we offer a number of different functionality capabilities for someone wanting to be able to put more of their balance into the gold money platform and still have a very, very cost-effective way of storage. In terms of buying gold itself, we pride ourselves on being one of the most cost-effective ways of being able to buy gold and being able to hold a gold balance. So the rates will vary depending on where you are in the world, what funding mechanism you're using in the world, and what currency you're using in the world. But it's generally as low as 0.5% within spot price. So if I have, say, my Wells Fargo bank account, and I want to be able to set up a reoccurring deposit from my bank account into gold money, that would cost you 0.5% to be able to move that money from U.S. dollars into gold. And the balance sitting in your gold money account is free up to, like I said, up to about $36,000.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that's really great. I think we're just about out of time here. You mentioned the gold money or the wealth accounts. That's really what James Turk's company is all about yet still, isn't it? And they do provide a lot of information there. What can they access the wealth account through goldmoney.com as well, I guess?
Yeah, so there's been a slow migration over time. What we've done is, you know, the Gold Money and James Turk's historical business and the original BitGold business, we merged those two companies together, and we've continued to kind of evolve and enhance both products, and you'll continue to see more evolution of that. So we're seeing more and more people want to be able to have more access to all the different functionality of what the wealth account had, but have it in a much more modern interface and whatnot. So we work very fast, and you've seen a lot of enhancements. I think every single month we launch a number of new different products or new product enhancements. So,
all right, we're going to have to let it go at that. Sorry, we're out of time. Unfortunately, we had a little technical difficulty to start with, but I thank you very much for being with us again, and we'll have to do it again sometime when you come through with some more products. Thank you so much for being with
us.
And
thanks, Jay.
All the best, and we'll talk to you soon. Well, folks, next week, John Rubino is with me. You won't want to miss what he has to say. There's really some reasons to believe that the policymakers can't allow interest rates to go up ever. And I don't know of any better news for owning gold than that. If that's true, John Rubino will explain next week, so be sure you're with us. Until then, goodbye and God's blessings to you.
Thank you again for listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor. Please join us again next Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Dynacert is a global leader in carbon emission reduction technologies. Created for use in diesel engines, the hydrogen unit has been proven to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40%, increase torque, improve engine oil quality, and provide up to 19% in fuel savings. Our leading-edge technology is designed for tractor trailers, rail, marine, and newly developed for diesel engine cars. Reducing the amount of greenhouse gases provides benefits to the environment, to communities and businesses, and to our shareholders. Chilean Metals is a Canadian junior exploration company focusing on high potential copper, gold prospects in Chile and Canada. Chilean Metals' Zulima property is a Candelaria-like prospect, one of the largest mines in the world. The company has begun its drill program in Chile on its Zulima property and should be completed by the end of February. We also own a 3% royalty on future production on Teck Resources' Copaquiri property, potentially worth millions of dollars annually. This is the time to invest in Chilean Metals, a discovery story with a hedge. Traded TSX Venture under symbol CMX.
Arvista Gold's only asset is the Douay Gold Project, which is located in northern Quebec. The Douay Project currently hosts an NI 43-101 resource of approximately 3 million ounces of gold and is considered to be the largest undeveloped and independent gold project in Quebec. Arvista has significant upside potential to further grow its resources and is currently undergoing an extensive 2017 drill campaign. Arvista Gold trades on the TSXV under the symbol AVA and on the OTCQB under the symbol ARVSF. For more information on Arvista, please visit arvistagold.com.
Tri-Metals Mining is a growth-focused mineral exploration company exploring and developing its near-surface Gold Springs gold-silver project in mining-friendly Nevada and Utah. Tri-Metals has only drilled less than 10% of the gold targets at Gold Springs, and it already has a gold resource with a robust preliminary economic assessment. Tri-Metals believes that with further drilling, there is a significant potential to discover 3 to 5 million ounces of gold at Gold Springs. Tri-Metals shares are listed on the OTCQX and the TSX under symbols TMIAF and TMI respectively, and its website is trimetalsmining.com.